Nomination as a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration is a sign you've made a difference to federal management and good governance. One recent inductee is Anita Blair, the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Treasury Department. She describes NAPA itself and why she's glad to be among its fellows.
The National Academy of Public Administration is a congressionally chartered organization that serves to perform studies and research and contribute to better government. It was chartered by Congress about 30 years ago during a period of a lot of interest in regulatory reform. And since then, in my opinion, they have really earned their stripes by providing really excellent studies and advice and recommendations at the behest of either Congress or, for example, the GAO, or agencies themselves can go to the National Academy of Public Administration. So I've been aware of their work for a long time and simply can't believe that I'm one of them. It's really a huge honor. The fellows of NAPA are people who have demonstrated their public service commitment and been proven successful in helping to manage the government better. The way one becomes a fellow is you have to be nominated. You have to have several people sign off on nominating you, and then there is an election process that occurs every year. I think they admitted about 35 people this year. So to be one of that exalted group is a really huge honor for me.
And do they come to the door like Publishers Clearing House with a camera and say, "You have been named"?
I have heard that we actually do walk across the stage. The induction ceremony is going to be in a couple of weeks here. And somebody said to me, I'm looking forward to seeing you walk across the stage. And I said, wow. So it's pretty fancy and special.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your work at Treasury, where you are in the realm of chief human capital, the whole idea of personnel, which they used to call it. And what are the chief challenges that you have in being a chief human capital officer? I guess that really says what is the whole human situation in the government.
Well, it's a very challenging job. And I used to be a lawyer before I came into government and really got involved in human resources, because to me it was really the most interesting thing one could do. It's one thing to manage things, but managing people is a great challenge, and I really enjoy it. One of the big things that has been a part of my tenure here is to take our human capital community. As you mentioned, we used to call it personnel or human resources, and more recently it's called human capital because we like to think of our people as an asset in which we need to make an investment, not so much as a resource that we use up and throw away. So human capital is the preferred term nowadays, and I have been working very closely with the 2,000 HR specialists and related fields, learning and development in Treasury, to really get our folks to commit to act like professionals, to be committed to continuous learning, to provide top service to their customers, and to have a really public service bent. And I've been really gratified by the response of our human capital community. We've made a lot of progress in turning people on to continuing their training and working together to really continuously improve our skills.
Now, Treasury is a pretty big organization, but you have prior federal experience overseeing a really large group of 800,000 active and reserve sailors, Marines, and civilian government employees. And so tell us about that. And then I want to get into the issue of how you push good ideas down through groups that large. But tell us about the prior DOD experience.
Well, as I mentioned, I started out as a lawyer, and after a pretty full career as a lawyer, I joined the Navy Department in August of 2001, and my job was military personnel policy. And of course, in September of 2001, we had 9/11, and my job rapidly changed. Our biggest challenge at that moment was to be able to coordinate and integrate all the efforts of all of our people. We had the Navy and Marine Corps, we had active and reserve, we had military, civilian, contractors, and even volunteers. And to be able to allow these people to do their best, we needed a total force strategy to be able to put the right person in the right place at the right time. And that became my mission for the next 8 years in the Navy Department. We had a human capital strategy that called for this integration. And it was a very gratifying experience to be able to work with such varieties of people and, you know, enable them to collaborate best in the best way.
We're speaking with Anita Blair. She's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Human Resources and the Chief Human Capital Officer there, and also a recently named NAPA Fellow. And I have to admire your timing for joining DOD literally days before the 9/11 attacks. What was that like?
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing occurrence. Obviously, a lot of tragedy happened that day, but it was, as I said, really gratifying to see the way people pulled together afterwards, and everybody really had a mission. It was kind of an exciting place to be. I don't want to minimize the tragedy, but people really put their shoulders to the wheel and worked very hard, and we were very proud of our accomplishments in the Navy Department.
All right, so extensive experience in military and in civilian federal affairs. And, of course, the military has a totally different approach to personnel, the way it takes them in, how they're trained and so forth, on, at least on the uniform side, versus something like the Treasury Department. What can military and civilian sides maybe learn from one another, do you think?
Well, the military is deeply committed to training. The military is all about readiness. And so in the military, we were continually thinking about what could happen next and how can we best be ready for it. On the civilian side, we have found, and Treasury is a great example because the financial crisis that hit in 2008 came out of almost nowhere, and people found they were either ready or they weren't. And so I have found in the last few years at the Treasury Department that a lot of people are very interested in improving their skills, improving their strategic planning so that we can be ready for anything. So it's been interesting to bring the military experience over into the civilian world and actually to have such a great group of people who are ready for that form of improvement.
Now that you are a NAPA fellow and they, as you mentioned earlier, do research on particular topics as may be coming up, what would you like to focus on ideally, given the experience you have?
Well, one of the areas that I have had a lot of experience in, both in the Navy Department and at Treasury, is the use of technology to improve the way we manage our human capital. We have an enormous amount of information about people, but until quite recently, the technology has not been there to enable us to analyze it well and be able to really understand what's going on with our workforce and be able to diagnose root causes of problems and then, you know, work to fix them. So as technology develops, it opens up a lot of opportunities to help people do their best and be their best. And so that's an area where I think NAPA is very interested, and I hope I'll be able to contribute from my experience in that area.